For the GNA, there are currently two different challenges. Number one, and the immediate problem for Sarraj, is how to appease the civilian protesters who are rioting in Tripoli and some other Western cities since a couple of days because of corruption and the difficult living circumstances. That's the immediate problem for Sarraj and the GNA. Sarraj has announced cabinet reshuffle. We'll see if this will appease the protesters. Although there are some people demanding him to resign, I would say it is rather unlikely that Sarraj himself will be replaced, because replacing him could cost the Government of National Court its international recognition. The number two problem, the problem for the whole of Libya, is how to find some kind of settlement between the East and the West. Right now, it looks more after endless negotiations without a real progress. There are simply many, maybe too many, differences between Sarraj and Saleh about the way ahead. Sarraj wants to continue with the current presidential council. Saleh insists on a new one with one member of each region. Saleh wants to move the government to Sirte, a no-go for Sarraj. Sarraj wants to continue along the Shkirat agreement. Saleh seeks to follow the Cairo declaration. Sarraj seeks for and wants to maintain a centralized state. Saleh looks for decentralization. Saleh doesn't really see a fixed date for elections, while Sarraj wants to have elections already next March. But the preconditions for elections are a certain amount of stability. It is doubtful that elections would be fair without a close international supervision. Nevertheless, and I would like to stress this, as the positions between the current actors, especially between Sarraj and Saleh, are deadlocked, maybe elections could bring some movement, even if they are not perfect. At the very end, I would say the only one realistic way forward is a federalist approach.
But would Berlin Conference provide a plan for peace without preconditions?
Well, the Berlin process and the subsequent Geneva talks, they are still based on the Shkirat Agreement. They are based to continue with the Shkirat Agreement and to continue from there. I think it would certainly make sense to continue with this process, but to move gradually and slowly away to some kind of new solution. Unfortunately, right now, the situation is still in a political deadlock. So it's necessary to move slowly away from this Shkirat process to a new direction. And elections, as proposed frequently by Ansmil, maybe, as I said, even if they are not perfect, could get things moving.